When you look across our country right now, there's a lot of things that are broken and a lot of things that need to be made whole again. I'm excited to help, whether it's Evidence Care or many other companies I'm on the board of or investing in. We want to make things whole again and bring the integrity of our system back, and hopefully along the way, the integrity of the leadership of each and every organization we touch.
That was the voice of Bo Bartholomew. Bo is the CEO of Evidence Care, a platform that provides evidence-based clinical knowledge for providers and healthcare systems. Bo had so much insight to share that we're breaking this up into two episodes. In part one, Bo shares the unique story of how he started working in healthcare, and he explains how Evidence Care is disrupting the industry with its platform that's now directly embedded into the EMR. He also shares his vision for a more efficient and effective healthcare structure in the U.S. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO, Tammy Hawes, each episode, we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, head on over to versus12.com/podcast. All right, let's jump in.
Hello. My name is Bo Bartholomew, and I am currently the CEO of Evidence Care, and I've been in this role right at 60 days now.
Man, that's brand new. Well, congrats on the role. Congrats to Evidence Care on all the growth. There's been tremendous transformation they've been doing over the years, and Tammy and I have both been able to see that unfold. Even when we walked in, Tammy was like, oh yeah, this was one of the offices that she was thinking about moving into here in the Brentwood area. So thank you so much, Bo, for just hanging out for a few minutes to share your story and talk a little about transformation in healthcare.
Yes, thank you, Bo. It's been a real pleasure to see your career and see the challenges you faced and how you have turned things around at all the companies you've been at. And I know you're going to basically do great things here at Evidence Care. So I'm excited to hear your story today.
Well, thank you. This will be my very first podcast. I've listened to a lot, but never spoken on one. So
you're sounding great.
We'll see how this goes.
So you're, of course, new to this particular role, but you're not new to healthcare. You've been doing this kind of work for a while. So Tammy, I know, is a little more familiar with your story, but could you catch me up to just, you know, what your past has been and the kind of work you've done, and then that would be a good transition to start talking about things you're doing today.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of people can relate. I was one of those aspiring physician undergrads thinking pre-med was the best way to a bright and happy future until I took organic chemistry. And that quickly changed my path. I found myself in the Army Corps of Engineers after I graduated. Did some combat engineering, jumping out of planes, and learned a lot of C4 explosive exercises.
So you're a risk taker.
I love risk taking. that is a consistent throughout my career. I also did some construction engineering. And after I got out of the military, I found myself being introduced into the healthcare world because of my construction background. So it's actually a funny story, but I was asked to interview with one of HCA's newest hospital CEOs, a wonderful gentleman by the name of Neil Heatherly, who taught me so much. And at the time, he had no employees, no hospital, a big dirt site in Smyrna, Tennessee, and a certificate of need. And he interviewed me in the O'Charlies across the interstate and said, what do you know about building hospitals? And I said, well, I need to really think about how to answer this question. And I look out the window and there's this dirt site with all this construction equipment. And I said, well, do you know what those are? And he said, no, tell me. I said, well, that's a D10 dozer and it digs 2 tons per square foot per minute, And I said, well, do you know what that is? He said, no. I said, that's a scraper. And here's what it does and its specification. Here's a grader. And he said, man, you know a lot about building hospitals. And the next thing I know, he says, well, here's our certificate of need. Why don't you take it over the weekend and give it a read and let me know what you think on Monday. And like a good student, I thought this was a test. Kind of, I thought, I got to prove myself. So I stayed up late every night that weekend. My wife was pregnant. We hadn't had our first. And I highlighted that thing and made notes all over the pages. And I said, well, they mentioned this 5 times. It must be important. And he calls me on Monday and says, hey, I can't meet till Tuesday morning, but when you come, please bring that certificate of need. It's our only copy. And I thought, oh, no, I'm going to get fired before I have the job. And I think to this day, Stonecrest Medical Center has a certificate of need with my chicken scratch all over it somewhere in their safe or their vault. But that's what introduced me into healthcare 20 plus years ago.
I feel like some people who start in healthcare are going to start in the hospital, but you started by building one.
That's correct. We built a $100 million, 100-bed de novo hospital for HCA. It was a great learning experience. The CEO brought me in to help interview the management team because he didn't have anybody else to at least give him a second opinion. And by the time we had hired most of the management team and the directors, he said, man, what if you stayed on and helped us run it after we opened it? And that's what happened. So I stayed on, became an associate administrator at Stonecrest Medical Center, was invited into HCA's executive development program, which I believe was in its second year, maybe third year. And that led to a journey within HCA, Healthcare Corporation of America, and was there almost 6 years, was promoted, moved to Centennial Medical Center downtown, and had a wonderful experience under the CEO, Larry Close, and his team. Had mentors all throughout my career. HCA is full of a lot of wonderful people, and they live out their motto that good people beget good people. So I've inherited much of what I've learned over the years from my time at HCA.
Yep, HCA has breeded many successful executives here in town. I actually started my IT career at HCA.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that was doing computer work, right?
Yeah. In the data center, when the data center was first built.
I know it well.
Back in the day, I won't tell you the year.
But. Absolutely. Well, when HCA finally came and said, here's 4 very undesirable locations you can go run your own hospital at, my wife quickly looked at the locations and said, no, 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 and no. You can go by yourself. I said, well, that's not going to work. And so I had the fortune of doing my executive MBA on the weekends and was exposed to a lot of entrepreneurial companies through Owen School of Management at Vanderbilt. And decided that to stay in town and to be involved in building organizations, which is what I really fell in love with at HCA, was the building the new facility. So I stepped out and joined a little startup. We raised about $500,000 for them. About 3 months in, I came home one day and my wife said, hey, I've got some news for you. I said, well, I've got some news for you too. I said, well, you go first. She goes, well, I'm pregnant with twins. How's that new company coming? When are we going to have benefits? And I said, oh, well, about that, my news is that it's not going to work out. Things have kind of fallen apart, and I'm returning all the money we raised, and I don't have a job at the moment. She said, well, why don't you go down in the basement and figure it out? Maybe get on your knees, say a few prayers. And that led to a whole bunch of networking. And I leaned on a lot of relationships. And I'm a big believer that relationships make the world go round. And one of those was Clayton McWhirter. And Clayton at the time was doing diligence on a company he was interested in purchasing, a pharmacy technology business. So I was asked to do the diligence. And I think at the time, truth be told, we thought it was a consulting gig and I would get paid. And about 3 months into the diligence, there had been no mention of payment or anything else. And Clayton pulled all of his venture fund executives, along with a number of other executives that had been successful in his portfolio together. And he said, Bo, pitch what the diligence on this business and what you think we ought to do. I want to get everybody's opinion. So, yes, sir. We did that. And he said, what does everybody think? Who thinks we ought to do this? Everybody around the table raised their hand, said, this is a great idea. And then Clayton, I'll never forget, said, all right, which one of you wants to go run this company? And there was this long pregnant pause. You could hear a pin drop. No one raises their hand. And Clayton finally breaks the silence and leans back and goes, well, Bo, I guess you'll just have to keep working on it. Great meeting. Thanks, everybody. And I was like, what in the world just happened? It took me a week to get back on Clayton's schedule. And I went in, I said, Clayton, I'm not sure what you're expecting. I'm consulting. I probably need to get paid for all this time. And he said, tell you what was all your time worth and what were you going to bill? And quickly kind of like most entrepreneurs, making it up in my head. He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll match that and we're going to turn this into a company and you're going to help me start it. And that was the birth of what became PharmMD, now called Adhere Health, much bigger company than it was 15 years ago. So had a wonderful ride for 12 years.
I didn't realize you'd been there that long.
And I think that's where we first met.
Yep.
Tammy, and we used Versus 12 to come in and help us build out our Salesforce platform.
That's right.
And that's how you and I got to know each other. We moved, bounced around lots of different offices. I was a squatter in many different offices over the years and cubicles as we got it started. And served as founding CEO and president, and was on full-time there for 12 years. I think for the first 5 years, I was the youngest person in the company, and for the first 10 years, might have been the youngest person on the management team. So it was a very different experience. I stayed on the board after I left until last year, 2019, and we acquired a $100 million pharmacy business late 2018. So it was a good time to roll off the board. Great company. Loved what we did. Loved the people. It's been fantastic to see people we hired in our call center are now managers and executives at the company. So still a huge fan of Adhere Health. And I know Jason Rose has done some of your other podcasts.
Yes. He did.
Yeah.
What's fascinating, I think, about your career is when you go into construction of a hospital, it's so different than construction of anything else because of all of the regulation around it. And then, so that was your first exposure to all the regulation in healthcare. And then when you went to PharmMD, that was a whole nother level around that on the clinical side and the pharma side.
Yeah, you know, when you're in a hospital, you tend to bemoan regulations and how inefficient it can be at times, and there's a lot of opportunity for improvement. But I'll never forget when the Affordable Care Act came out, I showed up in Clayton McWhirter's office, and he had this hard copy of the entire 3,000 plus pages of the Affordable Care Act, and he had gone through and highlighted, and he said, Bo, I may be one of 100 people who's actually read every pages of this, but I see so many entrepreneurial opportunities to go fix our healthcare system. And, you know, one part of that was what we incorporated into PharmMD. So I've learned to appreciate regulations in a new way.
Yeah. And what technology can do to solve those problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our government is trying to do the right thing, regardless of which party. And based on the timing of when this podcast comes out, who knows what party will be in control. But everybody's still trying to do the right thing for American citizens. And if regulations play a part in that, there's always opportunities to improve on them and to bring solutions. I think that's the American way, is to bring solutions forward that can make a difference in people's lives. We truly believe that at PharmMD, and I think that's some of the bedrock of the culture there. And every stop I've had along the way has been in line with that.
So Evidence Care is doing unbelievable things as it relates to using technology to be proactive in healthcare. And I would love to hear, you know, the company's been around for how long? And
yeah, Evidence Care has been around 4 years, yeah. Founded by Dr. Brian Fengler and Jim Jameson, two wonderful individuals. I've crossed paths. I know there's a lot of folks around the country who've met them. They founded the company with a vision of solving a problem that physicians have. Today, when a physician does not know exactly what to do, 90% of physicians will log out of their EMR and do a Google search to try to discover what they don't know. Some would argue that physicians don't want to be found out. I would argue that to keep up with a subspecialty, it takes over 160 hours a week of reading the latest journal articles and newest protocols. You just can't keep up with the amount of information and research coming out. So Dr. Fengler had the vision of pulling those evidence-based protocols together in a place that would be meaningful for the physicians, that could improve patient care and allow patient care to be consistent every time. There's a lot of evidence and research about protocol and pathways in the clinical space driving a reduction in clinical variation and better patient outcomes. I was introduced to them in the middle of the pandemic earlier this year. Brian and Jim are raising a round of funding that, knock on wood, will be closed right about the time this podcast comes out. And they approached one of my best friends and I, who we partnered this year to look at investments together, a guy named Brian Fox. And they pitched us on the Evidence Care deal. Over the last 12 months, a mentor of mine, Bill Carpenter, gave me a book called The Second Mountain. Highly recommend the book, written by David Brooks. And I won't go into all of that here, but it really challenged me to think, if I can spend each and every day improving myself, improving the world around me, who would those people be? Who would I spend my days with? And so I really set out in 2020 to try to live that out. Surrounded myself with mentors that I look up to, with friends that I've had for life, including Brian, and trying to find ways to create value for us as investors, for other shareholders, and really to, for me, I have a passion about improving the healthcare system. And so we were looking for ways to do that with young companies. We've looked at about 90 companies this year. We've invested in about nine, one of which is Evidence Care. And Evidence Care, and I'm kind of deviating here, there's two stories, but Evidence Care made a significant pivot in the last 12 months. The first 3.5 years of the Evidence Care story was about generating content and being a part of the content community that is out there. There's a dozen companies. It's a very difficult place to compete in. because of the internet and everything that's happening, content is more and more a commodity. They were approached by a health system and a number of physicians that loved their product. And at one point, they had 6,000 physicians around the world logging in to use their protocols. And the system said, this is fantastic, but we need to optimize the physician's workflow. Would you embed those protocols inside of our electronic medical record? And when they said that at the investor pitch, I kind of sat up. I had been daydreaming a little bit, thinking this may not be a good investment. But when they said that, it caught my attention because that's disruptive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of companies more and more in the Epic App Orchard or the Cerner Code Certified Orchard or App Store. But it's a different story when a company like Evidence Care has those certifications, but is truly embedded in the workflow and allows bidirectional exchange. So today, they are live in both Epic and Cerner, and we have a third EMR as well. And when doctors utilize their EMR, our protocols are simply there. They're automated in the workflow. They show up. And if a doctor elects to, they can hover over the protocols, click on them, and they auto-populate the medical record. So it takes all this work off the doctors. Mm-hmm. It gives the doctors that latest and greatest research at the point of care. But even more so, it gives the downstream friction the opportunity to be reduced. And what I mean by that is when a doctor hovers over an evidence-based protocol and it goes in the medical record, they are giving the payers what the payers are looking for inside the medical record at the point of care. The doctors aren't having to think about the payers at all. They don't want to, and I don't blame them. But because of our software, it's right there. So downstream, you reduce the denials by the payers, which theoretically will reduce the number of appeals team members and nurses you need, which long-term align the payer and the provider truly around evidence-based protocols that deliver better care for the patients, better outcomes, and at least for the hospitals, likely increased revenue. Mm-hmm. And that's why we exist at Evidence Care.
And eliminate all of that manual entry.
Absolutely. And that's where technology can be so disruptive. So I'm truly excited as our conversations unfolded. And I was doing diligence as an investor. Dr. Fengler and Jim had made the decision. They really wanted to bring someone on to take all the work they didn't want on and to free them up to do what they were phenomenal at. And so I joined the team late July and couldn't be more excited. We've got a phenomenal company. Every person on the team is excited. We've got a bright future. The contracts at the moment are literally coming in weekly because everybody who's known Evidence Care wanted to see the software live. And earlier in 2020, it's live in Epic, live in Cerner, and now we're able to show that to the market. So we're poised for growth. We've got phenomenal strategic partners, a great team, and I couldn't be more excited to wake up every day. And I actually do come into the office, and we have our own COVID protocols to follow. But I love coming into the office and being with this team every day.
That's fantastic. And I think that from what I've seen during this COVID period, that the companies that are making an impact and have something that's different are the ones that are winning, even when there's a downturn.
That's right. And COVID has really challenged everybody. And companies like Evidence Care and many that I've looked at have all had to really tighten up and make sure they're extremely focused. So for the entrepreneurial companies out there, this could be a real godsend because you come out of a a season like this, you're really set for the future. More specifically, Evidence Care has contributed to the nationwide American College of Emergency Physicians accredited COVID protocol that we helped develop. Dr. Fengler led that effort for us, and that is out there free for all to use in your emergency rooms and urgent care centers. We also have several products that allow for admission criteria to flow through and for hospitals to see their denial rates go down. So we're excited to be able to contribute to the health of our healthcare systems by giving them a software tool that allows them not only to improve the patient care, to give the doctors what they need to improve their workflow, but also to increase revenue at the hospitals. And it's needed now more than ever because of this pandemic.
Absolutely. That's why I love this community. There is so much innovation in technology and just healthcare trends altogether coming out of Nashville. And this is going to be a great success story.
Yeah, I'm excited. I have a personal goal of always seeking the full integrity of people, places, and things. And for me, the word integrity really calls out fullness and wholeness of an individual or an organization. And when you look across our country right now, there's a lot of things that are broken and a lot of things that need to be made whole again. Integrus is the root word of integrity. And I'm excited to help my part, whether it's Evidence Care or many other companies I'm on the board of or investing in. We want to make things whole again and bring the integrity of our system back. And hopefully along the way, the integrity of the leadership of each and every organization we touch.
That's awesome. Wouldn't expect anything less from you.
Well, all of us need a purpose each and every day to wake up and get excited about and to be passionate about, especially when we spend more and more times waking up in one room and walking into the other, and that's the extent of our quarantine days. So finding our purpose and our passion is so important, and I want to make sure we do that here at this company and any company I'm involved in. And I know, Tammy, you've done a great job of that with Versus 12 over the years.
We're trying to keep up with you.
Well, you've been a delight to work with. I know we've worked with each other in several companies over the years.
Yes.
So glad we can continue the conversations.
Thank you, Bo.
So, Bo, how can someone learn more, follow along with the Evidence Care story, and keep in touch?
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we're on all sorts of media, whether it's LinkedIn and...
All the places.
But obviously our website, evidence.care. Feel free to join us. Jim Jamison is our Chief Revenue Officer, and we'll talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere. And I know, Tammy, you've worked with Jim over the years. So
yep.
We would love to meet with anyone, talk with anyone. We're right now kicking off a series of different virtual meetings to pull together thought leaders, to pull together chief medical officers. We've got a forum of chief medical innovation officers of all different types and sectors so that we can all learn together. It's going to take a team approach, and we've got to all learn from each other.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing the current Evidence Care, where it's at now, and also kind of a peek into the future and where it's going.
Absolutely. We're excited. Thanks for putting this together. And
thank you, Bo. This has been fantastic, and lots to do, and I think you've got the right team to do it with you leading the charge. So I'm looking forward to seeing the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tammy. There's a lot of exciting things for all of us, and have enjoyed our friendship over the years.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. We hope you enjoyed this episode with our guest, Bo Bartholomew. To learn more about our friends over at Evidence Care, simply visit www.evidence.care. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry and to follow along the show, visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.